Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. What I love versus what Allah love. What do you think? Sometime today we're stuck. I want, I love, I don't like. It's not a mu'min. I will take you step by step. All the love and hate we have in this earth is from the evil of our nafs and shaitan and dunya. But when you look what Allah love, Allah love muttaqeen, the one who fear Allah. Allah love muhsineen, the generous one. Allah love mutatahhirin, the one they are clean. And when we say to cleaning of the body, cleaning of the heart, cleaning of the tongue. Allah love the patient one. Allah love al-mutawakkilin, the one who rely on Allah. By this way, when you look at all the verb, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not tell you love me. No. He tell you I love those. And now if you love someone, you show gratitude to this someone by what? By serving him with who what he love. You see? And very simple. Anything Allah love, if I engage in it, it is a sign of me loving Allah. And any time I am expunging and generating fitna around, I am involved in what Allah hate. Because Allah hate dunya. He hate everything in dunya. Allah hate those who do not thank Allah. Allah hate those who do not show gratitude to Allah. Allah hate those who do not believe in Allah. Allah hate those who doesn't show respect to Allah, the qadr of Allah. If you respect the qadr of Allah, you will never blaming and complaining. You will never be rebellious about anything. Because nothing cannot happen without the will of Allah. I sent you yesterday or the day before, a couple of days ago, the young man. He was in a butcher shop. And he was in the morning, just open. 15, 20 minutes from opening. Early 20. And the shop is very beautiful shop, really beautiful shop. But everybody wear a coat, white coat. And when he was doing that, the sewing machine pick up the coat and snatch it. And the more he fight, the sword keep fighting until he cut his own arm from the shoulder. Early 20. Imagine you're starting your day, 15, 20 minutes later, you have no arm. Arm is gone. Are you ready? How many kids? I remember. I don't want to mention his name now, rahmatullah alayh. His brother, he has a stomach in his bag. People have major cancer. They have to cut the stomach completely. And you have a tube. And they have a stomach as an equipment in the side. Tell me, what's your problem? Why are you generating drama? What Allah did wrong to you? You are drowning in the bounty of Allah. Just tie one arm, tie it. And try to do some activity with one arm. See what will happen. What about your leg? How many people have no legs at all? How many people blind? How many people paralyzed? How many people have mental problem? How many people suffering all over the earth? How many people leave their country, reaching, try to reach Europe? for years walking in unbelievable situation. And you have the gangster. You find a woman sitting with her children. She wake up, child is gone. Is kidnapped. Or the opposite, the children there. Somebody kidnapped the mother. Either they sold her as a body or sold her as a spare part. Sold her to the different gang to cut her into pieces and get the organ and sell it. We live in it. By this way, don't ever forget that. What I love versus what Allah love. I want a new car. It's not a big deal. New house is not a big deal. New clothes is not a big deal. Because all what Allah love, completely different. Allah love who? Love Allah. Allah love those who love Akhirah. And if you're busy with Akhirah, you really have time for dunya? You know, sometimes I ask myself, are you guys forget where you're coming from? The amount of poverty? Are you become so blind and arrogant? How many people suffering? They do not have even a clean water? A place to sleep? You can close the door and go to sleep. This is called peace and security. How many people do not know that? Because you don't know who will pop and kidnap them or insult them or rape them or whatever it is. Is this easy? No, it's not. By this way, my topic is today, do I really, really thinking, feeling for what Allah love, or I'm stuck of what I love? You see? If you're stuck with what you love, Allah will torture you with what you love. Principle. And if you're busy with love of Allah and the love of things Allah love you, Allah make people love you, and you live a beautiful love story with Allah, dunya and akhirah. Huh? Think. Think. What Allah love versus what I love. What Allah want versus what I want. Which one you prefer? To fulfill your desire with the anger of Allah, or to fulfill the desire of Allah with the pleasure of Allah? Quran full of this topic. What make Ibrahim alayhi salam Ibrahim? The complete surrender and submission and trust on Allah. Complete rely on Allah. Complete generosity for Allah. Willing to sacrifice anything for Allah. That's it. By this way, I have to ask myself. I'm occupied with what? I'm occupied with what I love, or am I occupied with what Allah love? Do I want to be involved with what Allah love, or am I stuck with what I love? Is me willing to do anything to gain the love of Allah, or the love of myself and whatever I want is overwhelming me? Do you understand? This is status of the heart. According to the status of the heart will be the status of your mind. According to the status of your mind, the status of your body, the status of your obedience. And this will make you busy. By this way, either I'm busy with what Allah love, or I'm busy with what I love, or I want to accumulate, or I want to gain. Why I do not have it? Why he have it? Why she doesn't have? If I send you the picture of my relative ladies, the one she died 95 or 96, 55 years sick. Think. And my sister tell me something very beautiful. When they enter, she died in her sleep. Finally, after all the sick, look what Allah did. He took her in ease. In the time, she was smiling. This is a good sign. But don't forget, 55 years of cleansing. Do you want to be cleansed in this dunya and in the grave? You shake your head, but your action is opposite. Be careful about your tongue, the status of your heart, your thought. This young man who embraced Islam, he embraced Islam only because he feared. He didn't want to go to hellfire. That's it. And now, do you love Jannah? Do you aim for Jannah? This part of our belief. Are you so occupied about your property in Jannah? And if you do so, you have no time for that. You have no time for the drama. Because it's not our property. This is not our residence. We're leaving. We're leaving. And we do not know when we're leaving or what can happen to us. If this case, if me really, in a state of mind, do I be like a stupid brat, is boiled, worry about my love and what I want, which is all nonsense. I sent you a message a couple of days ago, non-Muslim message. And they talk about the more you do not have, the more you live in ease. And the more you have, the more you live in difficulty. This is why Messenger Prophet do not have too much. They busy with their own journey. We are so occupied, this and this and this and this and this and this. My dear brother and sister in Islam, question, which one you prefer, what you love or what Allah love? I did an article almost 15, 17 years ago about that. You can go to my website and add it inshallah in this link and spread it. Love, the article of love and the article what Allah love versus what we love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Akhirah, love of each other for Allah, love to live this life with the pleasure and love of Allah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.